Allegations of unethical practices in private radiology are heightening tensions within the clinical community and prompting wider concerns about money being prioritised over patient care. Doctors are going to the High Court to block surgeons from owning medical imaging services, arguing the practice is dangerous because they have a financial incentive to refer more patients. I spoke with Chief Executive of the New Zealand Orthopaedics Association, Andrea Pettit, about the claims and how the High Court ruling might affect patients and clinicians. First, I asked whether they think this is a valid concern.
No. We think that almost all facets of medicine in the private sector have some degree of self-referral. And in recent years, there's been a growing interest in the ownership of radiology practices by, in particular, orthopaedic surgeons and radiologists for a number of reasons. The cost of purchasing the equipment has been coming down, and the amount of radiation has been lessened in the new modern equipment. But also there's been a move towards more patient-centred care and point-of-care radiology, whereby you can see your doctor or specialist and then get the radiology you need either in their practice or aligned with their practice, which is very convenient for many patients. And I'd also say that the ethics of conflicts in medicine is well understood. Most of the colleges and the medical council have their own rules around conflict and how you manage that. And you certainly should be declaring any financial interest that you have to your patients and get informed consent if you are referring them to a facility that you may have a shareholding in.
So what basis is there really to these claims then that surgeons would have a financial incentive?
The market in radiology has changed quite considerably in recent times. So a number of private radiology providers have been purchased by Infotril. They are an infrastructure company in New Zealand, but there are other equity companies purchasing radiology as well. The radiologists have been well paid for this purchase, but they are also contingent on maintaining service volume. And there are a number of joint ventures that are coming into the market, notably in Wellington and the South Island, that will challenge and change the capacity and competition in this sector. So this is very much about money dressed up as unethical behaviour.
And the existing business model is set to be reviewed at the High Court over the coming weeks, although it's been pushed back already. Can you give us a general idea of what a new business model or how it might differ from the existing one?
So the challenges in the High Court are against ACC and how they have implemented their conflict of interest provisions in their arrangement with radiology referrals. So they have in recent times come out and strengthened that, and they require any specialist or doctor that has an interest in radiology to declare this specifically to ACC and be prepared to undergo audit if necessary. So our understanding is that any of our surgeons who do have an interest in radiology, that these are passive shareholdings. There is no incentive or kickback involved, which we would certainly disapprove of. So if you refer to a facility that or offer a referral to a facility that you may have some shareholding in, you are not getting any direct financial benefit from the number of referrals you're making. So it's important to realise that around New Zealand, it's not all equal. In Auckland, there's quite a lot of competition for radiology. And for example, the ACC co-charges in Auckland are a very good example. So if you were to go to Auckland for a simple x-ray, you would pay between $30 and $35 co-charge for an ACC x-ray. But if you're in the South Island, you can pay between $55 and $90 for co-charge, simply because there's a monopoly provider down there and a monopoly provider in Wellington as well. Many of our surgeons have been motivated to bring in more modern equipment that is more patient-centric, more higher-tech imaging. And we fully expect that prices will reduce in Wellington and the South Island as a result.
Just to look at the bigger picture. It seems that there is a lot of sort of infighting and tensions within the clinical community. What social and sort of financial factors are contributing to this?
Very tense at the moment. I've never seen anything of this nature in health ever before. And I think where there's big money, there's some big tension here. But I do think that relationships are being strained, and this is not a good time. Our health system is in crisis, and you know, we have 26 complaints against surgeons at the medical council with alleged unethical behaviour, and that is deeply upsetting to surgeons to have their personal integrity questioned for practices that actually have been in existence for many years. And radiology joint ventures are not new, they have been around for decades. Yes, it's not time for distraction in health. We want everybody focused on helping the New Zealand health system to, you know, regain its productivity. There's a lot of self-referral in medicine. It happens every day. You know, when you see a GP or your specialist and they suggest you come back to see them again, or you come in for surgery, and it's largely well-mannered, and multiple specialties use radiology. So this is not a new issue that's just arisen. It's an issue that absolutely needs to be monitored to ensure that it is highly ethical and patients are informed. There is no evidence in New Zealand or Australia to suggest that this practice is in any way unfair or harming patients or unethical, or that surgeons are pocketing extra money. There's no evidence whatsoever.